the rest of the story. Among the romantic traditions of our American Wild West, none is more attractive than the true saga of the Pony Express. The Pony Express was not a mail route planned and operated by government. It was a private enterprise. At a rate of $5 per half ounce, only the most urgent communication was thus dispatched. The rest of the mail traveled by stagecoach. More than 200 riders were employed by the Pony Express. Among them, Buffalo Bill Cody, Wild Bill Hickok. Now, you'd think meaner than a rattlesnake would have been a job description for the Pony Express. And yet that firm distributed Bibles to all of the riders, and drinking or even swearing were offenses that could get you fired as a Pony Express rider. And the Pony Express was a success in every way except financially. The system operated for only 18 months, representing 308 runs both directions, 616,000 miles. Only light letters and telegrams could be delivered. Not quite 35,000 pieces of mail during that year and a half. So the Pony Express made a hair over $90,000, but that barely covered the initial cost of the horses alone. So a real-life legend went bust, but this is the rest of the story. The Pony Express was founded by a fellow named Cyrus. A lot of folks realized an expanding nation would need a faster postal express, but it was Cyrus who actually did something about it. He envisioned a series of stations strung out across the land, stopping points where fresh horses could be supplied, a team of hard riders, men who could travel on horseback hundreds of miles a day without wearying. They'd have to be jockey-sized fellows so the horses would not tire too quickly. They must be fearless men, unconcerned about the many dangers they were likely to encounter en route, and such a breed of men was hired, and the Pony Express was born. How dangerous was it? Well, it became customary for riders to rewrite their wills. I mean, to rewrite the last will and testament before each cross-country run. But they did their jobs well. Nothing travels faster than these horseback mailmen, one reporter wrote. And he added, neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. You recognize those words. A slight variation of those words carved into the stone facade of the General Post Office on 8th Avenue in New York City. It's become the motto of the Post Office of the United States of America. And they were first said in reference to the Pony Express. To youngsters in the many towns along the way, the fast-riding messengers became heroes. The post road they traveled was a highway to adventures and places that few could ever hope to see. Well, now those men in those days are gone, but in our minds, their adventures linger on. Nobody alive ever witnessed the birth of the Pony Express. In fact, no American ever witnessed it at all. For the reporter who first said neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night, that reporter was reporting a very long time ago. He was the Greek historian Herodotus. How's that? Well, Cyrus, that man who established the Pony Express, the original, the first Pony Express, he was Cyrus the Great. He was a Persian king who had conquered so much real estate that he needed a more efficient postal system. And so he created one. He created the Pony Express 5.5 centuries before the birth of Christ. And now you know the rest of the story.